This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Select members of the Colorado Republican Party will pick a new chairperson today. The winner will play a big role in trying to lead the GOP back to power in the state after several disappointing elections. CPR's Benta Berkland says the candidates have similar priorities.
They all talked about the need to raise more money, improve communication with local officials and the public, and then be innovative. And they want to focus on everyday concerns and local issues and unify against Democrats who are in charge of the state government.
Former President Trump's false claims of election fraud are also playing out in the five-person race. Most candidates for state GOP chair have shared concerns about the reliability of the election system. The federal government has approved Colorado's waiver that will allow students to take only one state standardized test this year in either math or English. Education officials did reject one proposal, though, and that means eighth graders will have to take science tests. Colorado school districts argued that students' learning and mental health must take priority over standardized testing right now. And a New York-based foundation is raising money to help the family of the Boulder police officer who died during Monday's mass shooting. Eric Talley leaves behind a wife and seven children. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation says it hopes to pay off the mortgage on Talley's home. The foundation started by helping families of first responders who died during 9/11. You're listening to CPR News.